Great comeback.
I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of you for supporting us once again. It's another year over. It's sad, really, that you know we don't get to see enough of each other, only in these functions. But I'd like to say a big thank you to the committee, to everybody that's helped get this together, but I'd like to say a big thank you, and she doesn't get enough thank you, and I'd like you to put your hands together for Delia Rushbrook, who's my partner. Julia, she does an awful lot, and she doesn't get recognition. So have a lovely evening, spend lots of money, please, and I'll hand you over to Lawrence. Have a great night, and I'll see you later.
It's great to see the wealthiest people in the TRNC. Fantastic. Come on, my suit's an Oxfam. I know yours are. Anyway, many of you may have noticed as you came in that beautiful 80,000 lira minibus sitting outside, which is down to the money you guys and your friends and acquaintances have raised with us over the previous months. And it gives me great pleasure to ask our Finance Minister, Mr. Ersin Tatar, to come up off the stage with a view to present the keys to the headmaster of the Special Needs Trade School in Lefkocha. Our Finance Minister.
I very much appreciate what the President Marin has done and her committee. We in Northern Cyprus do appreciate the social work done by charitable institutions like the one that we are celebrating here tonight. I think it is something that we deeply appreciate, and I would like to thank all of you who have participated in this beautiful night. Thank you very much for all of you for being here. I think Northern Cyprus is now a young country, young republic, and we very much appreciate the British community being on the island, because I think you bring with you a lot of culture, a lot of good work, and a lot of goodwill, and this is an excellent opportunity for Northern Cyprus, because you do in reality bring in quality. And this is something we really need in North Cyprus. We are living in one of the most beautiful places in the world, but we have to appreciate that. And how we appreciate that is the values of the society. Therefore, as the Minister of Finance and being with you tonight, I would very much like to express my deepest appreciation for the good work we are doing for the community in Cyprus, and obviously the biggest thank to Marin, because I understand that she's a really excellent president, and obviously she's motivating her community people, because to be able to collect this much money is not all that easy, because I know what money is, because I'm the Minister of Finance, because I don't have any money. So, this charity was established in December 2009, which is just 3 years ago, and they have been able to collect, and this is serious money, no? Cash donations, 348,000 Turkish lira. This is free of tax, by the way. Donations made 250,000 and they have in the bank 140,000 here. This is excellent partnership. Excellent partnership. And to Nicosia Children's Home, a new minibus, Nicosia Special Needs School, another bus, Lefke Hospital, a new incubator, a center for primary school, to special children's desks and chairs for 44 children. Yeah. And cancer ward, now back to the state hospital, refurbishment and renewals, and we have more. The rest of donations made was spent to meet the needs of other social institutions and needy individuals, mostly medical treatment in turn. Well, this is an excellent work done. Therefore, as the Minister of Finance, I would like to express once again my deepest appreciation for the work done. And obviously, the school manager is here to get keys. But I would like to ask you to be very careful, because it's not easy to collect all this money and present a big minibus like this. So first of all, it should be insured. So I want to ask you to insure it, because you know what these guys do is they get the car, they make an accident, and then they come to the Minister of Finance for the renewal. So, as an accountant, you know, I minimize my risk. So I want to ask you tomorrow morning to bring me the social the insurance certificate. Unless you bring the social security the insurance certificate, you won't get the key.
At the hotel, but also €50 to go in and try luck in the casino. I can cope with that. The Gratars have pushed the boat out. Thank you for Jackie Smith and the rest of the team helping us here. And I'd also like to thank those unsung heroes on my committee, because I'm told that I'm just a god. They will do the work. I'm surrounded by strong women. I don't know how you guys find the same. It's very difficult. I'm surrounded by strong women and one old woman. But we won't talk about John Holloway, will we? No, finally, is a thank you to beautiful people who have helped us consistently by galvanising their friends to attend. He has a massive heart. He and Linda are here tonight, lots of friends. Steve and Linda Fawcett, would you come up and... No. Gillian, we'd just like to show our appreciation. Guys, I mentioned Mapper prizes. The girls will be coming round in the not too distance. Apart from that amazing laptop and men's Seiko watch, we have some incredible jewellery, a pair of Argyle, a beautiful locket, which you opened up is in fact a watch, a lovely solitaire, and a number of great ampers from M&S. They really are 12 exceptional prizes, and I should be going big time for those. We also try and introduce new things. We had balloons before, we had other bits and pieces. This time we have what we call winner takes all. And you'll see some slips of paper on your tables with some pens. And basically, you buy a ticket for 20 lire or 3 for 50, and you have a chance, one winner gets half the entire pot. So you could be going on with 1,000 lira. So for gamblers amongst you, that's definitely one to go for. Just a couple of housekeeping things. You've noticed that you don't have to leave the hotel. If you are a smoker, you can go out to the foyer area. And I will point out that if you are on vodka, gin or whiskey, they are imported, so feel free to order confidence. And finally, I'd like to mention the projects where your money goes. I mentioned the minibus outside, done and dusted. We are very pleased with that, and we'd like to repeat that at some stage. But the money raised this evening, we are looking, there is a special needs school in Famagusta that is desperate for equipment, so I think that will probably be our major project for next year. But we're also supplying specialist physio and equipment support to the very severely handicapped at the school in La Trocha, so they can actually perform their lessons and get the maximum from their teaching. And then finally, we do smaller things like go to state schools whereby you have kids that don't have football boots. We just put 45 pairs of football boots into a state school. So they're part of the kids, and the kids get to play. As well as providing Christmas presents for the social services home, the sexually abused kids that obviously you can't photograph, but unfortunately it's a sad fact of our life everywhere in the world. We need to look after those children. They were the people, the recipients of the last one. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your meal and enjoy the evening at hand. Speak to you later. Thank you.